you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey guys, oh my god, it's the end of the year, and this is the time of year where we come and collect ourselves for the podcast so we can talk about the year and how well we think we didn't do.
It's like a self-evaluation.
Yeah, but we do have two special guests with us for this episode. We have super mega employee extraordinaire Jackson Tucker.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. You pronounced that right.
And
oh, I thought it was Tucker. Sorry.
No, it's an easy misconception. We look very similar.
You do.
But no, I'm actually Jackson.
Okay, Jackson. Okay. Your last name's Tucker.
It's not That's Tucker Tucker. It's Jackson
No, it's not.
Tucker.
It's not. I know Tucker Tucker would make sense as my name, but no, it's
okay,
Jackson
Tucker.
Tucker. Yeah. But I know that gets a little confusing.
We have one more guest.
And he's the editor for our Let's Plays.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Butleg.
There's nothing wrong with how you introduced me at all. That's what I go by online.
You guys heard him.
Thank you for getting it right.
It's nothing but lag. His name is Justin, though, and recently Ryan said Justin but lag, username. And I think that that's not an awful. That's a great username.
No,
nothing but
dude,
lag.
Dude, that sucks.
I like that username.
I really like it.
I still use Rhino Hazard, I think, for my PlayStation name. Well, I can't change it, so.
Ryan, now every fan's going to go add you on PlayStation.
They already have. I have my privacy settings on PlayStation.
Whenever you guys play on my account, I'm like, hey, make sure Justin knows you block out my account name. I don't want to get Super Mega fans adding me.
My thing is, my username is shit. It's Matt H. Watson, but it just looks like Matthew Watson, but missing a letter. So there's Math Watson? Matt Watson? Matt H. Watson? What is
Matt
that?
Matt Watson! I think yours is the most kind of, yours and Jackson's.
Jackson's is Jackson A. Tucker.
Yeah, well, so that's my current one. My older one was better when I was in high school.
Well, you don't want to give that away?
Let me see what happens when I dig real quick with it. Just a preliminary Google search.
Right. Well, while he's doing that, we want to welcome our two guests. We have the other two boys from Super Mega in the room. And I don't think, have we done a podcast yet with both of them on?
No.
I don't think so. Yeah,
no, never. We haven't done a Let's Play or anything, I think, with all of us.
Nope. No,
Jackson,
haven't.
What's the last podcast you were on?
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
The Japan one? Was it the Japan
one? I think it was the Japan one.
No, yeah.
That was episode 133. Or 135.
Yeah, you guys don't think I'm funny, so you don't let me on them.
Well, the fans don't think you're funny.
Yeah,
I think you're funny.
Jackson. But yeah, we got the whole Super Mega gang together for the year in review, the year wrap-up podcast that we do every year, where we kind of look back and kind of just see how the year went, talk about it. We're going to let our employees give us a couple words of support and tell us how good bosses we were this year.
Yeah.
So very excited for that. I hope you guys came prepared with your speeches. But yeah, I want to start off by saying, before we get into the meat of everything, damn, what a fucking good year. 2019 was a killer year.
Are we talking about tires now?
Damn, bro. He's bringing the heat already. There it is.
We out here.
Yeah.
With the 1-2.
All right, Jackson.
Hit him one time.
Definitely a busy year in terms of getting the Super Megaplex up and going. Justin, this is your first full year, January to December, just kind of officially working for us.
Officially been working with you guys, if we're counting the best ofs, for 2.5 years.
But in terms of becoming the an employee,
since being big editor, man, it's been about a year and a half now.
Okay,
so this is the first full year since I became An employee, yeah.
Damn, well, thank you. And this is Jackson's first year with Super Mega 2.
Yeah, he's cool, because I, like, technically started doing y'all's social media back in, was that, like, September last year?
I remember you were begging us to do our social media.
I was
media.
Like, please.
You're like, I'll do it for free, and you did.
We weren't posting. Like, our social media was dead.
I mean, we're still not, but.
Well, it's better than what
now
it
you
was.
Can blame are you, me.
Well, we can blame
Are you admitting that you're not doing your job, actually?
No, I am. We just haven't had a good monkey day in a while, that's all. Or, that's sorry, true. Monkey month.
That what was the... Isn't there, is Thanos Day going to happen?
Dude, Thanos Day is happening.
Already scheduled?
I already got already Thanos Day scheduled for 2020. Shit.
Excellent.
I'm excited. Isn't it in April?
I think it's April, yeah. Because
the movie came out in April.
Yeah, then it's April. Yeah.
Okay. It's the day Endgame will be remembered, right?
Yeah. We'll all remember Thanos Endgame, Day. Don't worry.
I'm so glad that we have an official company holiday in Thanos Day.
I love it.
We should throw a party. We got to have a Thanos Day party.
I'll come out for it and everything.
I love the fact that people hated it while it was the most relevant it was.
Did they hate Thanos Day?
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh no, people fucking hated it.
They what?
Like, he tweeted every single hour different, like, Thanos tweet.
So I can't
but
imagine.
It's Thanos Day.
But I can't imagine a year, like, gone where it's like, okay.
Everyone forgot.
Yeah, everyone's done now.
Think about how much more Thanos art we've gotten in the last year.
Okay, like, you're right. Ever since the Blu-ray came out?
Have you been curating more Thanos stuff for Thanos Day 2020?
Oh, I have. I gotta go through, though, again, and, like, really dig. I've kind of been like, oh, this is Thanos. Let me save it on my timeline. But I haven't, you know, been getting deep into the searches.
I like the one you tweeted out where you could see, like, the base of his penis. You tweeted out where it's like, he's like,
well, I wanted to tweet the whole picture.
Like, his dick root?
You see the base? Yeah, the root of his
if
dick.
If my boss is one of such misers, I could have tweeted the whole picture, but
is that a real term? A phrase? The dick root. It's the root of your cock.
It's a base.
The dick root. All right.
Oh, is that the other character? From Guardians of the Galaxy. I am Dick Root.
you can tweet out the full uncensored one.
Is this confirmation? Because you can tweet penises on Twitter and not get
that's
flagged.
True.
But okay. You can't tweet Drake songs, as Justin found out.
Right, you just opened up a wound with me. No, yeah, I'm one strike away from getting suspended from Twitter for life. Because of a fucking Drake song. I can no longer use copyrighted music.
Everyone else was cool. Every other
wait, what
every
the
other
hell,
company.
Though?
Because no, she's only 11, but she looks 16.
The moment you fuck with Drake.
Bro, fucking Drake was not having it, man. Like, I like how, like, probably, like, right around the same time I posted a meme with a Drake song in it, Frank Jeff C posted a meme with two copyrighted songs in it. Nothing happened. Everyone
I know,
loved
I've never
it.
Heard of anything ever happening to anyone on Twitter for copyright material.
There was
no, I didn't know there was a thing that could happen.
I remember a small thing, Disney, like, I started looking at it through, someone was adding someone else that I followed about it, and I was, oh, this is, like, a small problem that's going on. And all of a sudden, it happened to Justin, and it was still a small problem. But then it happened. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Justin, what was the tweet? Because you explained to me.
It's his best winner.
It was really that fucking was funny.
No, okay. Well, there was also a Playboy Cardi.
The Playboy Cardi one was my favorite.
That's
thing
the one
ever
that's
like,
tweeted. Wonderful.
That's the best thing he's ever tweeted.
It's your magnum opus.
Drake. The Drake tweet was what got me to my final strike. It was a video of a very sad, a small little capuchin monkey. And he's laying down on the ground listening to an MP3 player, and I just post I put the song Marvin's Room by Drake.
That's so funny though. Like,
that's such a good tweet.
How can Drake see that and not laugh?
But I did not know that Twitter was a platform where, like, people are getting shit taken down because they're worried of stealing it. Like, who goes to Twitter to, like, listen to their, like, song library?
Bro, me. Twitter straight up fucking forwarded me an email from the copyright manager at Universal.
It was
and
from
he
Drake
was
himself.
Pissed.
Well, Universal. Universal's right down the road, man. We live, like, literally 2 minutes
next
away.
Next time I'm out here, I'm going to come back on in a couple months. We're going to pull up at Universal with picket signs, and we're going to tell them to bring Drake out, and we're going to have a discussion.
Can we dress up as Gru?
Sure, dude.
Okay, thanks. I was just wondering.
I'm just going to start flagging any super mega meme or, like, clip in the replies of our tweets and be like, you're getting banned off Twitter.
But, like, where do you put... I guess Instagram's the safe place now
Instagram
where you can post
is,
funny
Instagram's
memes.
Instagram's a...
TikTok as well.
We don't need to...
Well, I mean, it's we have to give people safe havens to post
we
this
have to
stuff.
Acknowledge that TikTok is a huge growing meme outlet.
And a Chinese...
No, it's so true. Dude, I love TikTok.
TikTok is why Blomboy's got such a big resurgence in the last year or so.
Respect for that.
I know. Because Blomboy's went from like 3 million to like 7 million views now.
I don't have an issue with TikTok, I guess. It just kind of scares me.
You and I have been watching hours of TikTok.
Yeah, a TikTok cringe compilation.
They're really good.
We'll there's a lot of us Ryan's on TikTok, place. Ryan. There's a lot of people like to voice. There's someone that cosplays you on TikTok I've seen.
I love that there's one so much.
Oh, there's didn't... Okay, the funniest shit I found is seeing the people doing Freddie Dredd songs.
They're, those are good. Freddie loves
those.
Those
are all
too.
Over the place.
Freddie loves the
I sent
TikToks.
You one. They really, they
so
really
many
on
of them.
It.
I was talking about this, and right now my girlfriend just like sending me a bunch of TikToks of
a bunch of Freddie Dredd.
A bunch of Freddie Dredd, when she's like, "God, this guy's so good. I want to meet him."
Well, you know him.
I do. You know, not to flex, but I know. My
he
favorite
has
thing.
He stayed at our house.
I saw like people commenting. They're like, "Matt's good friends with Freddie Dredd. Get him on the podcast." I'm like,
"He
was on the podcast.
He was already here,
bitch."
Bitches, Freddie Dredd, it's a bitchy Freddie Dredd getting head. Gonna take a girl to bed. If she don't, I don't care. I put down my underwear. Freddie gonna poo-poo in his diaper. I wish he did the music like that.
Which song was that?
It's unreleased. I actually shouldn't.
It's called Cha Cha. Kaka.
Cha Cha, more like Kaka.
But I didn't know that Twitter even did that. I thought Twitter was a safe space.
I mean, I didn't know that either. And,
until you got slapped with the your account's gonna get deleted for infringing on our copyright.
I got three within the span of like 2 or 3 hours.
Hold up.
That one day.
I posted a video recently on Twitter that had a Drake song in it, and nothing happened.
Ooh.
I got a lot of big rings. I got a lot of big.
Well, you're verified, Matt.
That's right.
That's true. And well, Drake's like, oh, he fuck with the vision.
Yeah. Like, well, then does that mean that I have to get verified and then I can start posting copyright again?
Probably.
Good luck, Justin. It was hard for me.
Watch it happen.
Well, Matt, Justin's funny on social media.
Not really.
I think Justin's very funny on social media.
I don't appreciate that, Jackson.
Well, I don't appreciate your jokes, so.
Well, you can mute me then.
Can.
Is there tea?
I already have.
Do you have me muted, Ryan?
No.
I'm trying to delete my old meme account so I can talk about my username.
You're still going through that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. You had a meme account?
Well...
Matt,
why don't you just tell them what it is and then private it after?
I'm trying, but it's on an old website, so I'm like,
oh, it's not on Twitter?
No, it's on a, well, we can cut this. We'll bleep the name of the website.
Sure.
It was on .com.
Oh my God.
I remember that shit.
That was like my favorite website. I was going through and it, like, you have like these titles and shit like that. I'm like, God.
That and Stupid Videos.
Stupid videos. So fucking good. I remember, like, for some reason, like,
so how much of this are we cutting out?
Oh, I was going to say we can just bleep
just
the name
bleep
of the
out
website.
The name of the website.
Of
yeah.
Yeah.
People are going to know what we're talking about.
Now I have to do it twice.
There's a lot of websites like that.
No.
Ryan, you're giving me more work right now. I don't appreciate
it. I'm sorry.
Can we just be like, that beep is beep.
Justin likes watching movies, right, Justin? This isn't a weird cut-in.
No, not at all. I absolutely love movies such as Nacho Libre.
Yeah, who the main character is a very, very cool person.
Yeah, he's a real character.
Cliff
Bleszinski?
I cannot remember his name.
Cliff Bleszinski?
Bleszinski Games?
Put some respect on Jablinski.
Jablinski, that's what it is.
Jablinski Games.
Yeah, I was like,
what's Jablin Jables? Is that what he says?
I think so.
I still haven't
seen
Jack
Black coming out here. What's Jablin J-tards? What does he say?
J-tards? He called him J-tards. He calls
that's
him...
what my parents called me.
I would love...
It's a J-tards joke for anyone who wants to
cancel Ryan.
Jackson, my favorite thing you've ever said was the three Y-tards.
Dude, I still
like,
think
real
about
shit.
That was, I think that's actually... You know what? It because it's the last Super Mega Cast of the year, and we're looking back at the year here and there. I think that actually was... the funniest moment in my opinion. Like, I think if I had to think of the funniest moments from 2019,
it would be nothing that we did, but something that our employees
something I said.
Honestly, that the Shaytards.
What Let's Play was that?
It was an Animal
that
Crossing.
That was Animal Crossing.
Okay.
That moment was either the one where Pretzelgate happened
it
or
wasn't,
the one after.
I don't think it was the Pretzelgate.
Pretzelgate was my favorite
after.
Moment
yeah.
of the year.
Jackson, now you're stepping on some toes here when you say that. I hope you know that. People don't.
A lot of people got mad.
Well, are they going to get mad again? Because that's what I want.
Was Pretzelgate 2019?
Yes, Pretzelgate was this year. Yeah,
that was like
summer.
Did you know when you were editing it that it would cause us that it would cause that much of a scruff?
Caused a scruff with me.
You didn't like it. You don't like the sound.
Then why didn't you edit around it, editor?
You're telling me you didn't like the sound of someone chewing pretzels
because
straight
into
your ears?
Me and the fans have to sit through the content.
Yeah,
so it's like an experience.
At gunpoint.
That was a joke. I think my favorite thing that I did this year for the Let's Plays was when I put an Arby's sandwich into a lawnmower.
Yes. Yep. That was great.
Well, we did. Did we make you go to an Arby's at like 11 p.m. at night?
No. Well, that's what you wanted me to do, but I think I got the footage the next day and cracked into it that day when it was still early.
And you let the Arby's sandwich just sit there, and then eventually you were like, ah, I gotta throw this in a
lawnmower. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. What was the context of that again?
You guys were playing the Arby's level Super Mario Maker.
Oh, and we were like, you know what, Justin, treat yourself. Go out and get some Arby's, put some footage in right here.
Because Arby's is delicious.
That's right. And then Justin went through it in his big old lawnmower.
I did. And it was very late at night.
How'd you clean it up?
I didn't.
I thought that part was funny.
I left that shit in my fucking yard, bro.
So maybe still to this day. Dude, you made some birds very happy the next day.
Oh, God, yeah. Probably
made some cats, some birds. Raccoons. He got some birds happy.
Yeah.
Speaking of funny people. Foods, Justin had escargot for the first time.
Yeah.
And so did I. I thought it was very much like a mussel or a oyster.
Some mollusk, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Oysters are still my favorite. Like, I love going... Getting some oysters, putting some hot sauce, some vinegar, some lime juice.
Do you prefer raw or cooked?
Raw.
Yeah.
I like raw oysters as well.
But you, how would you describe, very mucousy, right? Like yolk-like would be the closest thing? Or
kinda,
how would you describe
kinda
it?
Kind of chewy.
You didn't like the, did you not like the taste or the texture?
It was fine, really. I wouldn't have it again.
Justin's never had a clam or an oyster or anything either. So
no,
his first mollusk was snail.
Escargot.
Yeah.
It wasn't awful.
It's good. I like escargot.
Is the head still on escargot? Like, if you looked at it closely, could you, like, pick out the head?
I couldn't tell you. I feel like it is, but I'm not sure.
I mean,
love escargot,
I doubt that
though.
They cut the... I mean, they don't really have a head. They just have two eyes.
No, they have like, the little antenna.
Yeah, they have those, but yeah. Those are or, go inside the body, don't they?
Don't they have a mouth, too?
Probably. I kind of
think
they
have a little mouth.
Maybe
not.
Still had something on it.
Yours had something on it?
That was good, though. What was the name of the place you went?
Petit Trois.
Yeah, we had a big last night. We had a big end of year super mega family dinner. It was good.
At a French restaurant. It was very good.
We got some French food.
We got some escargot. I got some trout.
I like the appetizers.
The bread was so good.
I think the appetizers and dessert were where they show them. The entrees were like fine, but I didn't enjoy it as like I was just like I'm gonna eat more of this other stuff I ordered.
I kind of wish they didn't cover the meal in this, like, because I ordered like a steak and they covered it in like this sauce and it was like smothered and covered in it. And
that's very
like,
French,
man.
Though.
Yeah, I just kind of, I don't know. I'm a big
hash brown.
Let's just have the meat type of steak. Yeah,
I get
know.
That.
Do you not understand?
There's this one place
dining.
We should try. Ryan, we should try this one place called APL Steakhouse, where it's like this place in LA that's like supposed to be insanely good. They just age all their steaks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll send you some stuff on it.
Okay, don't they... Oh, shit. I think one of my friends was telling me, do they sell like some of the knives?
Yeah,
stuff?
So they make these knives that are like... They're like just insanely good knives, but the whole
they're
thing is that...
They're shit.
Well, but not only that, but like they like check when they give them to you that like... If you steal it, it gets put on your tab, and it's like hundreds of dollars.
Oh, knives are insanely expensive.
When it's like the chef himself makes every single knife.
Yeah, so like when you are, what I've heard is when you're training to become like a really good chef, you know, when you're an apprentice, you get a knife set, and
when
that's
you go
like,
to basic training.
It's like your livelihood of your knives.
Basic
so.
Training,
and then like you like knives can Boot be camp. So expensive.
Oh yeah,
I would say 2019 is the year I've had the best food I've ever had in my life. Okay. When we went to Japan earlier this year.
Well, I think Japan has just the best food I've ever had in general.
Yes. It got outdone for me when I went to Thailand. Though Thailand had better food, I think.
I could believe that,
see. You just wanted to sneak in that you went to Thailand as well.
Mr.
We get
Worldwide
it. Your culture.
Here,
okay.
My favorite food is in my mother's kitchen.
Oh, yeah, recipe. It is.
Wait, what I'm trying to figure out. Paint thinner? Is it paint thinner? Is that the joke?
No.
This ain't dinner. This is paint.
That's
dinner.
A good one, though.
Your mother's kitchen. Breast milk.
No, I'm saying mama's cooking's the best food. There's no joke there, Matt. I'm not always trying to be funny. Sometimes I'm trying to speak from the heart.
I'm sorry. You just have such a goofy face.
It's okay.
Yeah, but I think that this year, best food ever, because Japan, Thailand, Australia, the food was incredible.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It was just basic.
I mean, well, we went to that really good
Chad,
place and had really
steakhouse.
Good oysters.
Well, you get Navo Mash.
One of the first nights.
Yes, the oysters were good, and that was at the steak place. We got the wine with good old Chad,
mm-hmm. And I took Justin to get some KBBQ, and I think next time we might have to eat a bit more
Kazakhstan barbecue.
I could have gotten another two or three more rounds.
Really
know?
Good.
I'm trying to think.
Had that spicy pork, that Kalbi.
That dude that was bringing us the meat was...
He kept, like, every time we ordered more, he's like, oh, okay.
More meat?
Because we went with Frank and Marion, and Frank and Marion kept stealing all of the meat off of the plate, so Justin and I would have to try to order more. And we would only get, like, the raw pieces because they kept taking them.
Yeah, and they tapped out before us, so, like,
so then we finally got a chance to order a few rounds. Yeah.
But dude, KBBQ is so good. I don't eat at K-Town enough. There's so much good food
K-Town
there.
K-Town is the best food.
And every time I go, I try a different restaurant because there's, like, just...
There's so many.
Such a massive wealth of types of places there. Like, my favorite one is that one that we go to. I think Harrison found it, but it's, like, the kind of underground-feeling one where it's, like...
Oh, where it's, like, wood on the inside?
No, but it's, like, it's like concrete.
Are you talking about the one that, like, there's, like, writing all over the walls?
Yeah. One. It's so cool, though.
And then that's called. The place is amazing, though.
And then there's those places that do the big, like, bowls where they like, heat this big bowl, and there's, like...
Hot pot, right?
No, like, it's, like, cheese and popcorn chicken and bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, basically,
in it.
Imagine a bunch of popcorn chicken that they just throw cheese and corn on, and it just melts.
See, I usually just go with the classic KBBQ of, like, ordering, like, the cooked egg in the pot, and then
next year,
some,
let's
like,
do
rice.
More.
Well, I want to go to K-Town more, get Korean barbecue there more, but, like, usually the lines are, like, an hour and a half to 2 hours for, like, the really nice places.
Oh, yeah.
That are, like, but those places are worth the wait, I think.
I think next year, now that we are kind of more in the groove of things, we always order food to the office when we're working hard. We should go out for lunch or dinner more next year. You know, just...
Yeah. We should have more company dinners next year.
Not even just that, but like...
We should have more company dinners.
You know what I'm saying?
The only way to do that is with more money from the Patreon. So, hey fans, me undies.
send us your favorite food recommendations and we'll try them.
I want to go to Little Ethiopia because I want some Ethiopian
food. Good.
I've never had like real Ethiopian food.
That is my favorite thing about LA is just how much different food you can try.
Ethiopian food, you like eat it with your hands and basically everything is like, it's like ground beef. What's like ground beef stuff? But it's like very
it's
thin
just
bread.
Like
eating with your hands.
It's like this thin bread.
Like it's like thin
what
bread.
What is this? 1433?
Well, I'm gonna say Fortnite for some reason.
What is this? Fortnite? No, it's like a lot of
what is this?
I'm pretty sure it's like ground beef and stuff you put on bread.
Yeah,
that is true. When you're eating a flopper or a slurpfish, you
are
eating
small fry.
Oh, true. Well,
or an apple,
or an apple, or mushrooms.
That's true.
Matt, are we ever gonna make that Fortnite album?
Oh fuck, I forgot about that.
Since like 2 years ago, back when I lived in South Carolina, me and Matt have talked about making a Fortnite parody album
with like 50 songs,
with like so many songs on it, and they're so funny to me.
We've written a lot of them.
We gotta do this.
First of all, we did a parody of That's What I Like by Bruno Mars, but it's Lucky For You, I Play
That's
Fortnite.
That's what started it.
And we wrote the whole thing. We have all the lyrics
Lucky
still.
For
like,
You,
wrote
I
the whole
Play
thing.
Fortnite.
I don't think you have the right to join Jackson until you yourself get a victory royale.
Wait, here's the thing, Ryan.
Jackson got two this week.
While Matt hasn't, you know, gotten the victory royale or even played a match of Fortnite, he spent more money than I have spent in 3 years of playing Fortnite.
Look at his skin. You haven't played a single game with us yet, Matt.
Well,
but you have some
so
nice skins,
like,
I must say.
I finally got Matt into the game when we were... Which tour was that on? Was it the New York
Northeast
tour?
Well, okay, so I
got Matt so excited for it.
So then, So while we're on tour, I got Fortnite on my phone, and my plan was when I got back to LA, I was really going to get into it. So I was like, oh, I'm going to start buying skins and stuff and weapons and shit. So,
but you don't need to buy skins.
So I bought a lot of skins.
Except fish stick.
I bought a lot of skins.
Oh, every fish stick skin.
And I never ended up playing. So I have a Fortnite account with a lot of nice skins. I
got
the John Wick
us?
Skins.
You did get the John Wick skin.
I mean, we could have a full squad.
So, like,
this could be a full squad.
I think I'm just self-conscious because I'm bad at it.
Man, who cares?
Dude,
I was bad. Like, and then I got two victory royales and solos in a row, and then the rest
is
history. I mean,
I got a victory royale this morning, too. You know, that
really?
Yeah.
Justin, have you got one yet?
I've gotten a bunch, yeah, with him and our friend Kelly.
What about solos?
You got one solo victory.
I did.
Okay, there we go.
The beginning of season two.
But see, here's the thing. Like,
season one, chapter two.
I hate
the very first game.
I hate how much I come back
like
to Fortnite. 50%
of the lobby is bots, Justin. Sorry, continue.
No, go on. No, but I hate how much I play the game, but like I've never played an online game that keeps me coming back like for as long of a time, because when
it's
I was younger I played games
game
like Modern Warfare 2 and like a bunch of stuff where I would put in just like hours and hours and days on end. But, like, now I'm trying to play Death Stranding, the new Star Wars game, Control. Like, all these games that I've wanted to play all year are just, like, this big-ass backlog. And it's like, ooh, I'm going to play Pokemon and Fortnite. And it's like...
You have been playing a lot of Pokemon.
I've been playing a lot of Sword and Shield.
Okay, how about this? How about we go around and we each say our favorite game of the year?
Yeah,
we
should
go
around.
I like that.
Starting with Matt, we'll go, then me, and then we'll go around Justin and then Jackson. Sorry, I almost forgot your name.
Let's do a little trend. Let's do that. And then afterwards, we can do movies, music, all that stuff.
Yeah, games, the movies, the music?
So we'll do, yes. So let's, it'll go games, and then we'll go the opposite way to have some fun with it. But it always starts with your boys.
Having fun.
You know, the big boys.
The big ones. Okay. So favorite game that released in 2019?
Mm-hmm. Or that you played in 2019.
Are we doing only one, or are we going to like...
I don't want to even say that like it came out in 2019. Just what's your favorite thing that you've played in 2019? Because I feel like, I mean, it's your year, right? Yeah, so and you could also introduce people to games that didn't come out in 2019 as well.
Shit.
If it were one.
Damn, this is hard.
But I do have a 2019 game already locked
in. I might do
loaded.
Two. I might do like one that came out this year, and the one that like came back and played this year.
Okay.
Okay.
So first, Matt.
Shit, hold on. Give me a second. I actually need to think about this for a second.
I'm surprised you're not jumping right to the one that I thought it would be. But I guess
wait,
you haven't...
What is it? I'm pulling a blank right now.
Link's Awakening? You haven't played much of it, though.
It's not my favorite.
I think also, like, that's a game, as much as you love it, you've played it before.
What? It was a Switch game. I really fucking love it.
Luigi's Mansion?
No.
Pikuniku?
I think so, yeah.
This is the co-op one?
The puzzle one, little, like where your shapes,
little yellow dude, little pink dude running around, puzzle solving.
I'm really pulling a blank here.
If we said it, would you be like, yes?
Yeah,
it's not Pikuniku.
That's, I could say that. I like that a lot,
but it's not. But the one you're thinking of right now is not. But it's definitely a
I
Switch
feel like
game.
I remember you talking about it actually. And now I can't think of what
I'm
it
gonna
was.
Be so mad later.
Did you? Was it a digital download or was it a cartridge?
Do we have the the Switch is back at your place?
Can you guys come back to me actually? Can we skip over to Jackson?
No, can we come back to me?
Yeah, yeah. I got one.
All right, let go.
Sekiro, 100%.
Ooh.
Like,
I had a blast watching you play it on the channel.
It's such a good game. Like, even, I think what solidified it for me was playing Fallen Order and seeing how the combat kind of was sloppy compared to Sekiro. I'm not trying to say it should have been the same thing, but it shows, like, which combat system... you can become more fluid in.
You're slandering Game of the Year 2020 right now, bro.
Fallen Order came out 2019.
But games that come out at the end of the year carry over into the next
year. There's no way that has a chance at being Game of the Year 2020.
Bro, what the fuck?
Not when you got Doom Eternal, I was about to say Assassin's Creed, but Animal Crossing and Halo Infinite, by the way. But Sekiro 100%, my game of the year. I recommend it. I loved it. And you've seen me play games. I'm not too great at games. So if you're scared of playing it because of the good old From Software difficulty, then I'd say if Ryan from Super Mega can beat it, I can beat it too. That's what you should... You should check out that game. I recommend it.
We played the whole thing on the channel if you want to go watch our series. That was a fun-ass journey.
That was the first thing I ever did on the channel also, like with you guys.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you jumped in some episodes of that.
I did. Remember we pranked you, Matt, with that one boss?
We pranked you with the Miss Noble. I also got you with the horse where I made you go on that battlefield.
I remember that. Was good. Yes,
I think
yes.
Oh, you told me about that part like right when I was around that point in the game that you did that to him?
And then Justin, I mean,
favorite game that was released this year was Sekiro as well. Because
you and I were like, Justin and I would like call each other and fight bosses at the same times. We'd be like, "Fuck!"
for hours.
Sometimes
dude.
There would just be silence, and then eventually, like I remember, like some of the calls, there would just be silence. Then Rain would be like, "Okay, I'm going to bed, dude." Yes. Like one of us would just be like, kind of done. Our spirits would be broken.
What else? Because what else came out this year that we liked? Like, other than Sekiro...
No, Spider-Man was last
Spider-Man
year.
Spider-Man was 2018. Red Dead was 2018, though. Yeah. So if we were talking about 2018, then it'd be Red Dead.
Yeah, like, but no we ain't contest. Talking about
no,
2018.
So, my favorite was Sekiro, but I played a lot of Sonic Mania this year, which is my favorite game of all time.
Let's play that on the channel.
Sonic Mania.
Oh, yeah.
I want to play that on the channel with you.
We will.
I think I can answer.
Okay.
Wait, but we're going in a...
Jackson. Sorry, you lost your turn.
Yeah.
Then.
Right, I mean, it's hard because so I haven't played Control yet, which was one of my most anticipated games of the year.
Yeah.
Sorry. And, you know, I've loved a bunch of indie games because I've been trying to, as of late, because I'm trying to get more into game development, focus on playing more indie games. So, like, I loved Swery's.
You're the next notch that you've been saying this.
Yeah, of course.
For multiple reasons.
But The Missing by Swery, I played a ton of it. God damn it. Like, I like it, like, that took
you're trying
just
to
a
be-
second to register in my mind. But yeah, Matt, actually.
Continue, Jackson. So it's not Control because you haven't played it.
No.
You can't say a game you didn't play.
No, I won't. But Quantum Break, I finally did play this year because I got an Xbox One at the beginning of the year, and that was one of my favorite games. But here's the thing. Even though I haven't beaten it, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that my game of the year is Death Stranding.
Dude.
Like, that's not even... I don't have to think about it. Like, Death Stranding, I'm so many hours into it, but not far at all into the game, because I just... Well, like,
are you in still that first, like, this kind of second area after Lake Knot?
I've done the Lake Knot part, yeah. I'm like, oh, because, like, here's the thing. I'll play the game for, like, 6 hours in Italy. I'll only just do deliveries because it feels nice to me. The world is so just beautiful to walk around. Playing music is so nice, and just building things around. It's like
visiting
and
Jeff.
And granted, I would have beaten it if I'd had
Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, and Conan O'Brien.
I haven't had much time to play it either, I think, because just the last month has just been so
Fortnite's
busy for
coming
me.
Coming back, you
well, because I got that in Fallen Order, which I've been playing a lot of, and I don't know. There's so many games I've played this year. I just can't think of what my top ones are, because, like, things just aren't coming to mind is the issue.
I didn't play that many games this year, honestly.
Well, Mom, it's been a weak year for game releases, I think.
I disagree. Yeah. I think this year's been very strong for game releases.
I think
releases.
2018 was stronger in terms of, like, the games that kept me and, like, I was addicted to.
I don't know. I mean...
Technically, didn't Quantum Break come out in 2018?
Oh, yeah, Quantum Break's an older game. I think
that's
it was like
2018.
16.
You got Red
Quantum
Dead Redemption 2, Spider-Man. What else came out in 2018?
No, it was weaker than last year for sure.
I agree,
like,
with that.
They also,
I think it was a strong year still.
It would have contended with last year if Doom and Animal Crossing was
if
all
Animal Crossing gets stuck around.
I can already guess what my game of 2020 is going to be.
Animal Crossing?
Yeah. Can I?
What?
I think I didn't play
oh,
that
also,
many games.
Sorry, one I forgot.
Sorry,
Luigi's
Matt,
Mansion
hold on.
3. I feel like you guys just played on the channel. That was, I think,
Luigi's Mansion 3 is a wonderful
I was surprised
game.
Oh, so at good. How fucking incredible Luigi's Mansion 3 was.
Can I even though if I didn't play them, can I still use games that I watched you play on the channel that I was a part of?
Why not?
Oh, Kingdom Hearts 3 is what you were gonna say.
No, I was gonna say I had so much fun with Resident Evil 2.
That was fun.
And
oh, yeah, that was
playing.
That was this year. Yeah.
Just turning off all the lights, sometimes
yeah,
having Tucker
great.
Come in.
And then also, I think...
Not you, Jackson, Tucker, here, Prescott.
Here's the thing. Is,
they are different people.
It's not by
are
any
we?
Means a 2019 game, but this was the year I played the most GameCube Animal Crossing since I was a kid for the channel.
Oh, yeah.
And that really has been probably my favorite, which is very generic for me to say. Like, ooh, Animal Crossing.
There's no
that
and
Piku Niku.
No harm in it.
Piku Niku. I really enjoyed that game when it came out.
I liked Ape Out. I thought Ape it was, a, it was yeah, a fun spot. I finally beat that last final level where you have to rescue the baby gorilla.
Aww.
Like, I re-downloaded it. I was like, I don't feel like I'm complete if I don't get
you gotta
this.
Do it. You
I get that,
it.
Yeah, because it's like...
Ryan's very into completing
it's like an
I am too. I hate how much of a completionist I am, because that's
Gerard,
my issue with
completionist.
If I'm not... Yeah.
Gerard the creationist?
I gotta talk to you guys actually. I'm leaving Super Mega to work for Gerard.
Okay, go for it, buddy.
He's literally remaking every single old video, isn't
yeah,
he?
He's
why
remaking,
is he doing that?
I think his
it's
partner
fun?
Left. I think his partner left, so he's just remaking every single video and replaying
yeah.
every 5 single
years
game.
From now, you guys are just gonna do frame by frame remakes of the Let's Plays, I bet. We'll see.
Well, you're gonna edit them, so.
Hell yeah.
So you're the one who makes sure it's frame for frame.
Ryan?
I already said mine. Oh, now we're doing movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
So far,
real quick before we move on,
yes,
I just remembered a
Jackson.
Game I think you would like a lot, Ryan, this year.
Wait, what? A game?
A game you'd like a lot is Katana Zero. Which
Zero.
Is like, it's so it's an indie game. It's kind of like Hotline Miami, but more like a hack and slash.
Okay.
It's by Devolver, but it's like, you're just like a guy with a katana going through levels, and it's like each room's a different level, and it's like you have to stealthily kill all these guys.
Ooh.
And like throw things, stuff like that.
It's not the one. Okay.
It like, because I thought back to that and I was like, oh, that was this
it's
year.
It's called
something.
Katana Zero.
Yeah.
There's also another game called, I think, Judgment. It's by the people who did.
That sounds familiar.
Who did Judgment? No.
Yeah, that's
not.
The one.
That's
no,
a classic.
It's the people who did the Yakuza games, or it's very similar to that.
Ooh.
Of the Yakuza games, where you're like in Shinjuku and
oh,
it takes place
wait.
In Shinjuku.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. I meant to play that, but I never got
I
around
Matt,
to it.
Oh, I also played.
I just
played
more Sleeping Dogs.
I didn't beat it, but I did play a lot of Chrono Trigger in my room, and I really fucking loved playing that this year.
Oh, yeah, that's a. I've been loving watching you play that. Like, I'll just come over to your room and hear the music, and like
the music's so
it's just
enchanting.
So cozy just to listen to that.
Oh, and now Sight's Adventure. I will throw that out. I fucking love that.
Well,
game.
I mean, the second one's coming out soon.
Verse 2, it's on the way, guys.
And now I'll start it, and then we're gonna throw it back the opposite way, going to Matt after me. But favorite movie of the year. Well, we'll talk about more movies, but I'll just say my favorite, and then I'll go get some water because I'm thirsty and I need more water.
Thirsty boy.
You know. Definitely favorite movie of the year was Parasite. Yes. I think I thoroughly enjoyed that movie the most out of any other movie I watched this year. There are a lot of good movies like Lighthouse, Uncut Gems and everything, but I think in terms of my experience, while Parasite does have I have problems with it, I think overall the voice that came through with the direction was super fun and solid.
Yeah,
and I just had a
it was
good time
so good.
Watching
it. I mean, it's like, it reminds me of being a kid watching, like, when you're a kid, you discover that, like, corner of Korean, like, very intense, violent films, like Old Boy.
Or I Saw the Devil.
Yeah, like, stuff like that.
Have you seen I Saw the Devil?
Yes, it's so good. But it brought me back to
that,
where it's
movie.
Like, it's just such a unique style. And it's like, yeah, it's a revenge style movies that are just so good.
And he also nails, like, sometimes in his other movies, I don't agree with some of the tonal shifts. I think it kind of becomes clunky, but I liked the tonal shift in this one. And I thought, like, throughout the whole movie, I was just guessing. I was like, I didn't know what actually was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Next.
Well, no, that's what
was
so incredible.
That's why I loved it, too.
But you
okay,
should,
Matt.
You've seen Old Boy.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, I agree.
You've seen Old Boy, though, right?
Yes.
You should
Old
see.
Boy's good. Have you seen the Josh Brolin one, too?
No!
Dude, it's awful.
But,
I hated
Old Boy's actually part of a trilogy of, like, revenge films that.
There's two other ones?
There's two other ones. There's Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance and Lady Vengeance, but they're both so cool, so.
We should have a movie night.
The first one, Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance, is about, like, I have to remember because it's been like 8 years since I've seen it, but it's like these people are watching this kid and like the, oh, I won't spoil it, but like basically it's like about these people who are like being good and then something bad happens. Mm-hmm. But the third one is so cool because like there's, I don't think it was the original cut, but the cut the director wanted to make.
Yeah.
So you can get it. It starts in like full color and like throughout the movie it just slowly turns black and white. And it's really cool.
I have to, we'll definitely, let's legit have like
movie
a movie
night. Yeah.
But I have to give him honorable mention to a movie. I did like this movie a lot, but this was my favorite movie theater experience. I don't know. It might be.
God, I know what it is.
No.
What it is.
It's gonna be.
I'm gonna say the same thing.
Midsummer.
That's not what I was
because
oh
because
yeah,
the big,
I did the same
because
thing,
the
Ryan,
big
yeah.
earthquake happened while because Jackson was watching Midsummer
with my I was with my girlfriend.
I think you were about 30, 40 minutes
like,
ahead of us.
Yeah.
But the big earthquake came
in California.
In California,
was like a,
so like you could feel it in the theater.
Yeah,
you were underground.
Like,
you were
I was
in the upper theaters.
Yeah,
he was, like, in the parking lot watching on his phone.
And Matt was seeing Toy Story actually at a different theater.
Yeah, I was
Toy Story. Saw the chandelier shake. But I had to, I don't know, something about that whole experience really
it was
set
crazy.
Like made
well,
me a little
was,
nervous going back.
Can I spoil the movie on the podcast?
What
movie?
As long as we say spoilers for Midsummer.
Okay, it was at the part where. Those people are jumping off of the thing. And so it's like this very just like intense, loud music playing and blaring and like everybody just kind of looking around at each other when the shaking starts. Because at first you think it's part of the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's like this intense bass
well, the
is
same
going.
Thing happened
and
with
then
me.
It's like everybody starts looking around. You're like, what do we do? Do we stay in here? Do we leave?
Because for me, and these are still spoilers, so the time code's still later. But warning again, just in case you fucked up, audience. The point where the earthquake happened for me was the point in the movie after her parents and sister are like they're found to be dead in the home and you know when she's crying like sobbing like in her boyfriend's arms and it's zooming out of the window with this it's beautiful shot of it's going out the window with the snow and the title comes on and the credits start it's like this like song where it gets really intense like doof, doof,
oh,
and like
yeah.
all of a sudden everything started shaking. I'm like, oh shit.
That's a good bass.
At first I thought people were stomping their feet behind me, like, ooh, this is a good movie. Like stomping along with the
this
feet.
Will be good.
And I was like, damn. But no, it was an earthquake and we all had to fucking evacuate. Yeah. But I'm gonna go get some more water.
I gotta
but
piss.
Okay.
Do you wanna just take too? A break and we'll be right.
How about those ad reads?
No.
No.
I mean we could put them in right here.
Oh, that's
that is true.
Say.
Let's so, put the ad reads right here
get
and then
the
after the ad reads.
You'll figure out Matt. Jackson and Justin's favorite movie of the year.
And then I want to do music, and then I want to talk about Super Mega a little bit.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Bye.
All right, here come the ad
reads. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Hey, guys. guys. It's ad read time. Right now, I'm going to do a read for Quip. Quip, makers of the Quip electric toothbrush, wants you to know the one single discovery that matters most for your dental care. It is simply this, that if you have good habits, you are good.
That means brushing for 2 minutes, twice a day, and flossing regularly, no matter what brand you use. Quip makes that simple, starting with an electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and anti-cavity toothpaste. Quip's electric brush has sensitive sonic vibrations with a built-in timer and 30-second pulses to guide a full and even clean. The Quip floss dispenser comes with pre-marked string to help you use just the right amount. Plus, Quip delivers fresh brush heads, floss, and toothpaste refills to your door every 3 months with free shipping, so your routine is always right. Join over 3 million healthy mouths and get Quip today, starting at $25. And if you go to getquip.com/supermega right now, you'll get your first refill free. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/supermega, spelled GETQUIP.com/supermega. Quip, the good habits company.
Go get that first refill free.
And you know what? I love brushing my teeth so much, I had to make a whole website about it, and I did that with Squarespace. Man, making websites might be my favorite hobby these days. I make websites for everything. One for my cat, one for my uncle who I'm trying to prove is innocent of some very horrible things that he's being accused of. All sorts of things. So let's say, you know, you got a podcast, you're trying to rip off Super Mega, you want to spread that out there. Make a website, it makes it professional, and use Squarespace. Check this out, guys. If you go to squarespace.com/supermega, you can save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using code SUPERMEGA. Now, why is that so great? Let me tell you something. You can make your very own website with artisan design templates, incredible things to build your website with, all sorts of tools that won't make your website look like another one of those, you know, cheap cookie cutter websites. You can do all sorts of things like simultaneous posting, which Squarespace can authenticate with your social profiles, and you auto post to Twitter, Facebook, personal brand page, Tumblr, all that stuff. Audio blocks, which support podcasting, so you can embed audio on your site and tag the audio for iTunes. Multiple contributors, you can do it with your friends. Email campaigns, you can send emails to people. Traffic overview, so you can see all the unique visits, the visitors, page views, the trends over time. You can gain insight into the top traffic sources, products, device types, browsers, and operating systems. And all the content you put on the Squarespace platform is owned by you. No one else, just you. So head on over to squarespace.com/supermega and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using the code SUPERMEGA. I love you guys.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're back from the ad reads, guys.
Those were some good ad reads. Don't you think so, Justin?
While we were using the bad
Jackson?
I know I'm buying. Matt, put right here what I'm buying. What brand is this week?
Oh, hold on.
Let me look it up.
And then, Justin, we need you to do the opposite for the second one. You're like, man, I can't wait to buy me some. So hold on. We're going to give you a...
Hold on. Pull it up. And I got to go to the email.
I mean, you work for the Super Mega brand, so you're also like...
You're tied. You don't get paid extra for the ad reads, but you do have to...
help
voice us. Your support.
Yeah.
And you don't have a say in that, actually.
And I think it's going to be a long, long
Jackson,
time.
MeUndies.
Man, I can't wait to buy some MeUndies. Nope. I've tried
sorry,
some of Matt's when they're dirty.
Wait. That was last week.
Man, dude, my teeth have been feeling real dirty since I lost my toothbrush a month ago. I might have to go out and get one of those quips.
And then the next one is Squarespace.
Justin, talk about Squarespace.
How much
we had Squarespace 2 weeks ago.
Tell them how much fun you have making websites on Squarespace for fun.
Hi, I'm Justin from Super Mega, and I fucking love Squarespace. I make all kinds of websites in Squarespace, and I spend a lot of time on it, and I don't regret the purchase one bit. So if you guys are looking for an easy way to make a website, go to Squarespace and give us your money.
All right.
Well, squarespace.com/supermega.
Yes.
Right.
Sorry. Anyway. Squarespace.com/supermega. Thanks.
Thank you, Justin. That'll do.
Of course.
Movies.
Yeah, yours.
Mine? Okay, so my favorite movie, I'm going to steal from you, was Parasite, for sure. Second favorite movie was Uncut Gems. And then
Wonderful.
Third, I think the most fun theater experience I had was John Wick 3. I was
okay.
Having
okay. Matt's stealing mine right now. I was excited to talk about that.
I remember during the first few scenes of that movie, we were all just like,
with the book and the knives
yeah,
and everything.
Fucking, like,
we were all so
holy
excited.
Shit.
Can we make it a thing where we all definitely go see like every John Wick movie
yes.
together?
Okay.
Yes.
Matt, are you done?
Wait, real quick.
Are you done, Matt?
Honorable mentions
about John Wick.
Honorable mentions. I really like Midsommar. Toy Story 4 was fantastic. I love Toy Story 4.
I think that's honestly my third favorite Toy Story movie. Because 2, 1, 4, 3, yeah.
2, 1, 4, 3. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I really also liked. I saw a lot of movies that didn't come out this year that I really liked as well. But
I get that. Because it's always hard.
I finally saw Burning, which came out in 2019. 2018.
Okay, I was like,
no, it came out in 2018. But I finally got around to see Burning, and I highly recommend that film. That was a wonderful movie.
Oh, okay, cool.
So please go watch it.
I promise I will.
I think I bugged you for a few days and
I think
please
did,
watch
yeah.
Burning and then you never did. It's fine. Whatever, Matt. It's fine.
Yeah.
Have you seen Her?
Yes.
Jackson?
What's your favorite movie of the year, Jackson?
Well, so, I mean, I won't say Uncut Gems or Parasite because those have been talked about.
No, you're allowed to though if it was your favorite. It's your personal opinion.
It's hard for me because I think my favorite movie of the year was still John Wick 3 and I think part of that's because I hadn't seen any John Wick movies until
it was fun.
A few months before 3 came out. So I watched John Wick 1 and 2 and like my excitement for John Wick 3 was just like so fucking high. And I saw it and like
and then Fortnite added the John Wick skin.
Then Fortnite added the John Wick skin. But no, it literally surpassed all my expectations that like I had for the movie.
It was so good.
Like, oh my God. Dude, the scene in the knife store is just so cool.
I've never been that jazzed in a movie theater. In that scene in the knife store in John Wick 3 was the most intense I've ever felt in a movie theater.
That
the most fun I've ever had.
That might have been my favorite scene. Well, that or the whole where he just beat up that dude with a book. in the library.
God, just the whole beginning, the whole beginning of the movie.
Oh my god, dude, the whole like, oh my god,
great movie, great fucking movie.
I think for me, like, it kind of
TikTok, John.
No, it didn't falter, but like, I became a little less interested during the main part with like
when he's the in the
dog.
Desert.
No, it was like the dogs going out in the desert. That, yeah. But like the beginning,
it's definitely
the
front
ending,
loaded. I think
the ending. Oh, the ending was.
Oh my god!
Yeah. It's just one of those movies where you just go in knowing that you're watching a John Wick movie.
I fucking love John Wick so much. God,
I'm back.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm thinking I'm back.
You pissed, John.
Yeah. Dude, next year, fucking Matrix 4 and John Wick 4 come out the same day.
Wait, what comes out the same day?
Matrix, the new Matrix and the new John Wick.
That's good marketing.
Dude, that's
a good day. Because they're doing double features in a lot of those theaters.
That's a good day for charity because Keanu Reeves gives so much
money. Oh my god,
how
could we have forgot? That is a solid movie. The ending of that movie is probably my favorite.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like my favorite ending to a movie this year.
And The Irishman.
Like the last I haven't seen The Irishman yet. Yeah. I still have to see Marriage Story, Waves, and Irishman.
There's a lot I didn't see, but Once Upon a Time I love so much because I think, you know, this is my first full year in like LA, and it really did make me feel so excited and happy to live here because I think
they filmed there's a lot of
like seeing that
Chili movie,
John sign,
yeah, where like they were like driving down even just on the highways. I'm like, wait, I know exactly
well, like,
where
it
that
makes
is.
It so happy, and like it makes it so like glamorous and yeah. glitzy. Oh my! And when they eat, we've eaten at both those restaurants that they ate in. Yeah. Or have you been to?
I only went
El Coyote.
We went no. Yeah. Wait,
no,
is that the one
he
with the lobster.
No, we took Prezzo. We took Prezzo there.
Yeah,
and I took my girlfriend there, and I went there once also, maybe with Carson.
You went there a lot.
I've been there three times.
Well, cool.
But Justin, do you have a favorite movie that you've seen this year? Remember, it doesn't have to be a movie that came out in 2019. It can be a movie that you just saw that you really like and want to give
light to. It's an
indie
movie, so you guys might make fun of me.
It's a what movie?
It's an indie movie.
Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
Indie movie. I mean, technically...
Watch that be what he was going to say, Matt, and you just insulted him.
Yeah.
That's not a...
What? I know you guys wouldn't have heard of it, so it's just kind of...
No, say it. Talk about it.
Well, it's a movie called Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, dude, yes, dude. Fuck
okay.
Yeah.
Did you watch Hobbs and Shaw?
No, I haven't seen it.
I actually saw that.
How was it?
I honestly, like, it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. But the part where they do fight, the Samoans fight.
That's
the,
all I want to see.
That is.
I haven't seen it. But.
I'd say just watch the movie, fast forward to that bit.
Okay.
Because that's a lot of, that's some fun. Right, but Justin, do you have one?
Actually, it was, I'm sure people will tear me apart for it, but it was Endgame. But it wasn't because it was like the best movie ever.
I remember you and I went to see that in Santa Monica at the ArcLight.
It was because of the experience that like the whole MCU is sort of like you can almost think of it as one just big story, like one big movie, right? And that was the climax to just a huge story that was being told.
I don't think it's going to build itself up. The MCU is going to build itself up to have that much.
It'll keep going.
It'll still be popular.
There's a lot of potential. But
this was
like that there will not be a movie in the MCU as big as Endgame.
No, never.
I think Endgame was the one it solidifies it as a pop culture like phenomenon where it's like they pulled off from Iron Man to Endgame, even though quite a few of those movies are very questionable. Thor the Dark World.
No,
I didn't like Thor. Well, I didn't like a lot of them. I didn't like Ant-Man that much.
You didn't like Ant-Man?
I didn't like Ant-Man.
Okay, wait.
I didn't like...
Wait.
What's going on?
Sorry, I accidentally
turn your phone on silent.
No,
we're not talking about Tyler.
I had Spotify open and I accidentally clicked a song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're not at music yet.
Sorry,
sure. Next.
What were you two saying that we're talking before you were interrupted?
Endgame. Nice.
Yeah,
good movie.
Yeah.
Well, great movie, but also just a great experience that I will carry with me for the rest of my life because that was my first time coming out here. Planned the whole first trip around it.
Oh, that's right. This was your first time in LA. It was this year, right?
Mm-hmm. April.
Damn, that's crazy. We planned three times this year?
Yep.
Damn. Have to double that next year.
Yeah.
Why not? But yeah, just we planned the whole trip around the movie. Like when I was going to come out, was around watching the movie. And it was Endgame.
It was fun for me too because I hadn't seen like half the Marvel movies until like a month before Endgame came
out.
And I was like, ooh, this looks actually fun. So like I marathoned all the Marvel movies, which like, you know, they're not great,
no.
But they're fun.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what
well, some fun of them are actually. Like, I think
Dude,
fun, good
Thor,
comedies. And
Thor
stuff.
Ragnarok is
that's,
like
I have fun with that.
So much fun, yeah.
Including, I think I like the first Guardians. Still,
the first
I think
Guardians
is fun
I love.
Watch. Second,
I don't remember the second.
Put it away, Matt.
I'm sorry.
Second was the one with daddy issues, man.
Iron Man is still the best movie in the whole MCU, though.
Yes, I've seen Iron Man like four forever. Times and never finished it.
The first one or which one?
First one, yeah.
Bro,
I've got like two.
I love the first Iron
time.
Man.
First one's so
that
good.
Brings me back to being a kid, like
Terrence Howard,
2008, right?
2007.
Oh my god, was it?
I think it was 2007.
Did it come out the same year as Halo 3?
I think it did.
Damn,
that's a good year.
Steve never got to experience the MCU.
No,
dude.
He didn't. R.I.P.
Rest in peace, Steve Irwin.
No. Neither did my grandma, but I guess that's not important, guys.
Was
it's
she
not.
Steve, did she know Steve Irwin?
No.
Then don't even mention her in the same breath.
What about Steve Urkel?
I love you, Grandma.
hey, Grandma. My friend Shane Dawson.
Jackson,
you want to move on to music?
Let's do music, yeah.
So you're starting, and then to me, and then we're going to go sure. Justin. And then
favorite album? Yeah. That was released this year. Oh, I gotta do my top album.
Doesn't even
for
have to be favorite album. Could be favorite song, whatever.
Okay. Well, I'll start with the least favorite album that was released this year. I think is Igor by Tyler the Creator. I really like that album. That album was fantastic. That came out right when we were going on tour, and I listened to that a lot on the plane and stuff. And let's see. God, there's a lot. I found this was a really good year for music for me. I had a really big bossa nova phase in the summer. I listened to a lot of Freddie Dredd because when I was doing the music
Who's
video, some fucking jackass that thinks he can rap. Let's see. Oh, I just like a lot of Jacob Ogawa this year.
Who's Jacob Ogawa?
A lot of Playboi Carti, a lot of Drug Dealer, a lot of good bands, and I also was really into MF Doom this year. I found a lot of good MF Doom I'd never heard before.
Oh yeah,
Guy named Emmett James,
who?
I don't know either. A lot of good music though. So I think my favorite album overall released this year was Igor,
okay,
probably by Tyler, because
like
Tyler,
that. I did like that album.
Tyler's like my all time favorite artist, I think. Or one of them, if not all-time favorite.
Flower Boy is like
my favorite
album
I've ever
listened to. Yeah.
That's my favorite album of his.
Flower Boy is
specifically
if not my favorite album of all time, in my top three.
Yeah.
Because it all flows together.
It's
so well.
Good. I think like Flower Boy might be my favorite, like in my opinion, my favorite album ever.
No, it's mine for sure. I mean, every song flows into the next one very well. And it's
fucking
just
fantastic.
Sort of a full experience listening to it.
Soft 6 out of 10 for me, honestly.
Anthony?
I'll have you know, Fantano gave it a 7 out of 10.
He gave Flower Boy a 7?
He did. And Igor got
an 8?
I thought Igor got a 9.
Oh, it might have.
Shout out to Fantano.
I think Flower Boy's a lot better than Igor.
Fantano didn't review my songs with Frank yet.
Yet.
He's been busy.
He's been busy working on them because he doesn't. Yeah. He's afraid of.
He's afraid of what I'll say. I will rain down fury upon Fantano if I get anything less than a 9.
Yeah, but Ryan? What's your favorite music this year?
Yeah. Well, I can't, because I bopped around a lot on like just random shit. But in terms of a solid like album that came out, of course, I know like this is going to be very obvious, but it was an Aurora album. A Different Kind of Human, Step 2. I just like driving along to Aurora. She has a very beautiful voice. I don't know. It's just something as simple as just someone who can sing really well, just like that pulled me in right away. So it's just the simplicity of that. And some of her songs, like have like good beats in the back where you wouldn't expect it, because you expect her to kind of be like this flower child, just very simple. And also, there'll be songs that actually kind of make you groove to the rhythm. And I'm like, oh shit. Like Churchyard is one of hers. Didn't come out on this recent album, I think. That's just an example. But in terms of like other music, I mean, I just have a bunch of shit that I found throughout the year. But I will give credit to Matt, because back in November of 2018, he recommended me the idea of starting little monthly playlists to keep track of like my music throughout the year.
I'm gonna do that 2020 probably.
Yep. I just finished my second year of full playlists for every single month.
This is my first year of completing from January 2019 until
it feels
December
good, right?
2019.
Because then you can go back when you're 40 or 50 and be like, this is exactly how I was feeling that time. It's the music I listened to.
Well,
and
it can bring me back to that specific month.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And you can see like how you were doing each month of the year.
Well, I'll be like, oh, this month I was driving a lot in like on my road trip last year. So there's a bunch of country music in there and shit like that. Or like, like we were touring here. This
yeah, year. Songs linked to Texas where I'm like, oh yeah, that's the month. Yeah, it's
like,
Texas.
I have a lot of ones from when we were in like New York, ones from Texas, and it's like, oh, that was in there because we listened to that song a lot in Texas on tour. Oh, we joked about this song. Like, for instance, when we did the Southeast tour, that's when Old Town Road was big. So that's yeah. in that month for when we did the Southeast tour. It's like, oh, okay, that was that point. Yeah, I can see months I was more sad, months I was more happy.
But yeah, for me, definitely that Aurora album, A Different Kind of Human, Step 2. And Justin, you're next.
Everyone's gonna make fun of me, but my favorite.
You
album
said no one's gonna make. No, it's not about everything, Justin.
You can't say that. Don't say that as a cushion.
No, it's not a cushion.
People out of what you like.
People
Justin.
Who are gonna make fun of you are gonna make fun of you. People.
I'll talk about movies and shit, whatever. But music's very, very, very personal
is
to me.
BTS?
So I don't like. Absolutely, dude. By far. Yeah.
What's your favorite BTS track?
I can't pronounce it.
Why not?
Korean's not that hard to pronounce, Justin.
Just sound it out phonetically.
Mr. Linguophile.
Linguophile?
Because you love language.
Yeah.
Don't call me that.
But
fine. Since you love feet so much, voice. I'll call you a pedophile.
Oh, God. You know, I'm big into feet, so I guess I call myself a bit of a pedophile.
Dan Schneider?
Wait, what was the joke we made in the car today about feet?
Something orth... You said orthopedic Jews. And I thought that was pretty funny.
That was good.
Anyway,
so,
Justin,
what is your favorite album or track of the year?
My favorite album that came out this year was Jesus is King, because I don't know if you remember, but God. I was waiting for it. Like
I actually like that album because like I'll be driving it. Along with it, and all of a sudden like this wonderful choir will come out, and I'll just be like, damn, this is great.
Judge me all
they don't
you
make
want,
Christian music like
damn,
this anymore.
I loved that album because I just remember waiting for it to drop. When it finally did, I listened to it on Spotify within like the first 20 seconds that it was public, and I had the biggest smile on my face. I took a picture of it, and it was I think the most genuine smile aww. I've ever had in my life.
That's sweet. I did that with Igor when you were working out.
Actually,
like, I
did that with Life of Pablo. It's a picture I posted that day of me like listening to it crying for the first time. Like,
oh, I know that picture.
Is that picture still
on? Yeah, it's on my like, Twitter or my Instagram or something.
He has like tears in his eyes.
Wait, really?
It's just a beautiful fucking thing.
Oh my
thing,
God.
Man.
Dude,
but
yeah.
I think just this year in general, I got really heavy into a lot of Mac Miller stuff. And I don't know. Like that, I think. Over Jesus is King, that's my favorite thing musically that came out of this year, was just kind of connecting with all that music and just listening to it, like discovering a lot of it. And now that's probably 80% of my Spotify top 2019 songs was stuff by him. So.
Nice. By Mac Miller?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I still haven't listened to much Mac Miller.
I know is I Love College. All I know.
It's very like you either really like it or you're just not into it. Yeah. I'm into like almost all of the stuff, but I tend to gear more towards the more like I guess emotional stuff, not like the frat rap that he kind of started out doing.
I get that.
But you know,
next time you come, we should plan your visit around a concert.
Ooh,
would you guys believe me if I told you I've never been to a concert?
Damn,
what? Really?
Yes. Okay, life. So next time you
holy
come,
shit,
let's. Keep an eye out.
You'll love it. You're surrounded by people. You can't hear what other people
are sweaty,
saying.
They're sweaty. They're smelly. They're pushing you.
It's fun as fuck, though.
Are we going to try to do the Sonic movie for my next trip?
Yes. It comes out in February. Can we all go see the Sonic
Valentine's
movie?
Day.
For?
Yeah.
Or
wait, if it's Valentine's Day, that's the day before my birthday.
It can be an early birthday gift.
I want to see Sonic.
It's an early birthday gift.
All right, Jackson. Well,
you don't fuck with Sonic?
We'll take we should take him to see like Tyler or Kanye or something.
Well, technically, if
Kanye would be
it comes out Valentine's
experience.
Day.
So
right?
If it comes out the 13th at midnight, like going to the 14th.
Well, it'll come out the third. Like it'll usually Thursdays starting around like set like dinner time. They'll
if,
start.
If we go to a
times.
Premiere, do you think
me
Sonic
and Matt
will
might
be
there busy?
Q&A panel afterwards.
Wait. I'm sure if you truly if you wish it to be yes. Wait. What's going on? What are you doing this for? Is there a monster behind
the washing machine?
We hear somebody.
It's the washing machine.
Okay.
Oh, the washing machine's going?
That's what I was
okay,
saying.
Okay, so
yeah.
I just heard sound, and I was like, what is
no,
that?
No, like the ch-ch.
Yeah. Okay.
Hold on.
I just noticed that.
But yeah,
maybe they stopped because they heard
us
listening in.
There's four of us in
like
here.
Let's
so.
Look at concerts around that time, if not
do
that
do I
time.
Do you want me to go check around the house just to make sure?
No, I just didn't know that the washing machine
sure.
Because
they could have like, stopped because we're listening out, and now they're tiptoeing around.
See, we're like joking, but there's like actually like a group of people.
I mean, the door was unlocked.
Stealing our TVs and shit.
Right? The door's unlocked?
Is it?
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
Yeah, let's talk about before we end this thing, because it's the year in review. Let's talk about.
Wait,
No, it's fine.
No, we can't skip our boy.
He didn't Jackson's get to... turn.
Oh, I forgot you didn't go yet. Damn, bro. What the fuck? Like,
oh.
Go on, Jackson.
Well, we're waiting.
It's okay. We appreciate you, buddy.
Well, anyway, yeah. I was going to say 2019 was a big year for me getting into country music and just listening to a bunch of older shit I'd never listened to, like Darius Buck Rucker Owens and stuff like that. Yeah. But my favorite album of the year was Nick Cave's new one, Ghosting. Nick Cave is my favorite musician. And it's really cool because he does a bunch of like spoken word and shit on it. It's just very like dark, ambient, post-punk, gothic stuff.
Like Hobo Johnson-esque.
Yeah, exactly. Like Hobo Johnson.
Dude,
yeah.
fuck Kanye. It was Hobo Johnson for me, bro.
No, and then but my favorite track of the year was actually Panini by Lil Nas.
Ooh, dude, good
I
one.
Like Panini and I like, was it just called Family?
Road. Family's a good song, yeah.
Has that, for me, Family kind of has a... like the type of music that was coming out with like Smash Mouth and who did the Cars shit,
bro? Really?
Yeah,
Rascal Flatts.
Rascal Flatts. I don't know why Family gives me that vibe of like that type of music where it just like when he's singing the main chorus, it just sounds like that type of song.
That was definitely the song of 2019. Was Old Town Road, and it's crazy because
by far.
He. Think about this.
Dude, that's
he
my came fucking out of nowhere. Most listened to song this year.
This guy comes out of nowhere. This guy our age comes out of nowhere.
This memer.
And he makes a song that literally becomes the number one song of all time.
Sorry, Jackson did a really good joke. Go on.
He made this guy comes out of nowhere and in the span of 1 year makes a song that is the number one song, charting song of all time ever.
That's bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-N.
You know what else is bananas? Squarespace.
No, we're done with that.
No, we're done with
it. Already got that. Anything else? Any more music?
I mean, there's a bunch. I like the new Toy album. Just a bunch of good post-punk. But like...
Shawn Mendes, you liked.
Oh, love it. No, I mean, I don't know. This year was a bigger year of me going back and discovering old music than I think finding new stuff.
You were into Steely Dan.
Dude...
Okay, let Jimmy
who
Buffett.
Steely
Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, Jimmy Buffett was
Jimmy
my.
Buffett.
Is Jimmy Buffett who you
Jimmy
don't
Buffett
like?
Was my artist of the year.
No, I like Jimmy Buffett. I don't like Springsteen, Bruce Springsteen.
Jimmy Springsteen.
Hey, son, you heard the new Jimmy Springsteen album?
No, I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen.
Dude, I love
I don't
Bruce.
Hate Bruce Springsteen. Just not.
Bruce had a good new album this year
boat.
Too. Actually,
you don't like Bruce.
Born I mean, in the USA.
Well, yeah. Not that I don't like Bruce. Bruce I just don't
Born
really
the USA is like his pop
fuck with it.
Yeah. Justin actually hates K-pop, and he's always talking about it off mic.
He says he hates BTS and all of their fans.
He's always like, I wish they would come at me.
Yeah.
Anyway, Justin said, I challenge
the
all
anxiety,
the
anxiety, buddy.
He said, I challenge all the BTS fans to find the clip of me using the N-word I hit online.
Oh, it's somewhere.
Oh,
it's
sorry, somewhere. That was Ryan.
Cool.
But yeah, Jimmy Buffett was a big thing. I've been listening to his Christmas album so much.
Jimmy Buffett?
The businessman?
Christmas album?
Dude, no, Jimmy Buffett's Christmas album is so good. He has that song, Ho 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 in a Bottle of Rum.
Have you ever spent Christmas? Have you heard this guy called Nathan?
Yeah.
Who? He's a pretty good Christmas album.
Oh, yeah.
Fillion?
Y'all, we're talking about music. Go check out our buddy Nathan. Ha ha ha, our buddy. Ha 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 ha. Released his second Christmas
are you
album.
Not his friend?
And we're so proud of him.
No,
dude.
He's his uncle.
We're so proud of him.
Dude,
so.
Matt, can you try this? I haven't said anything for this podcast. This water listen. I'm drinking tastes like fucking.
Piss?
Sunscreen. It tastes exactly like sunscreen. I'm like, ugh, every time I have a sip.
Is it special water?
It's
or
from
is it
IKEA.
Just water.
Ugh.
Hold on, I want to taste this sunscreen water.
I bought this at IKEA yesterday. I'm like,
it yeah, but good. Oh, that is.
You're screwing it all the way back.
That's sunscreen, man. It's even got the oily kind of.
It says
like,
it's black currant flavored, but like,
what? It's not like very good.
No, this is flavored water.
Yeah, it's flavored. Okay. Yeah,
no, this currant. Ain't flavored water. This is paint thinner.
Black currant.
You know what a currant is?
No.
It's like a grape kind of.
It's when a stream is going in one direction and it catches you.
Really?
It tastes like sunscreen, like especially the aftertaste.
It just tastes like shitty seltzer
water.
Justin?
I'd give it a swig, but I'm really not doing too good down in there. Because of the
snail.
I don't know. It might be because of the snail, or it might be because of the fact that the steak was literally fucking swimming in a pool.
Justin, you don't have to. Everyone gets erectile dysfunction, okay? It's not, especially this age.
I don't.
It happens.
Never.
But let's talk about SM.
Social media.
BDSM?
Yeah.
Bro!
Big dick.
You got excited. What's up?
Nothing.
Tell us about it.
If you guys start talking, okay. I'm literally about to piss myself.
Okay, go piss and then we'll come back.
Wait.
Jackson's going to piss out of his
Jackson,
dick
don't quick. Knock over the fucking mic, Jackson.
And then we're going to wrap up the last podcast
oh,
of the decade.
Oh, okay. Damn, he thick.
He's going through the mic.
Damn, he thick.
Wait, we got
the
favorite memes of the year.
Like, oh, yeah, we do.
Oh,
we
shit.
Do.
Favorite memes of
favorite the year. Memes. And then we'll talk about Super Mega.
Jackson, while you were gone, Matt called you gay and said he's planning on firing you.
I mean,
quarter next year.
I've heard these hollow threats many times.
Let's get that union going, buddy.
Yeah, I mean,
we can just fire y'all and like what union? Like teachers form unions because
okay, so
they
Ryan,
have to teach.
What's the reason for firing me?
We can come up with something, yeah. Jackson.
Very we also easy. Don't need a reason.
No, we don't.
Is California right to work?
Probably yes. But we could just fire you for being incompetent.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I do have videos of Matt pulling his penis out at work, but I'm sure the judge won't care about those.
Jackson, I have videos of you pulling your penis out at work. There's videos of all of us pulling our penis out at work.
Besides you
Justin.
You the ones that me, your employee,
Justin does not have one.
Was told yeah. to...
A penis?
Are you talking about the videos you made me film as your employee?
Well, what videos, Jackson?
Ooh.
You made me film as you.
Well, we now wait, we're
can
getting
we talk
somewhere.
About, can we talk about what
well,
happened
okay,
right
first,
before this
wait,
podcast?
Hey, first thing of incompetence on Jackson's part, we're recording a podcast.
And he shut the door all the fucking way. So the sound was escaping. Can we also talk about what happened right before this podcast started? I was on the phone with my sweet sister.
That was so much fun, Ryan.
Well, I was included in that.
I was on the phone with my sister.
I was working while all this happened.
You heard
so
it, right? Did you see it? Yeah,
no, I didn't see
okay,
it.
Okay, good. So I was on the phone with my sister and the boys, Jackson and Ryan. Justin was the only one not involved. Jackson and Ryan come and they pants me all the way, underwear included. And then they pull my shirt over my head. They drop me on the ground. And then they flip me upside down while I'm still on the phone with my sister. And then they took a cold water bottle and poured it down my ass and on my dick.
I just changed my shirt. It was a glass of water.
Okay, sorry, a glass of water, and it was cold. And my sister was like, "What's going on?" I was like, "I'm being pranked. Don't worry about it."
No, every day at first, you're like, "Nothing."
I missed all that.
Let's talk about more Super Mega, though.
This has been this has been the best year, my favorite year of doing Super Mega so far. It's been so great having both of you guys work with it. I can't imagine doing Super Mega without you guys anymore. And basically, like. We did a lot of fun series, a lot of fun games, and I think this year I want to step up live action more, but this year we did a lot of good live action. We went to Japan this year. We went to Australia, Ryan.
I didn't.
Well,
so I'm not included here.
We didn't want you to come, but that we'll talk about that later. We did Japan vlogs.
Yep.
We fucking
Japan was my favorite trip of the year.
E3
in terms of like touring and everything.
Super Mega stuff, yeah.
Oh yeah, we toured like every
a lot.
Like
every like,
major
2
city.
Months or so?
Yeah, think about that like
minus Chicago, minus Chi-Town.
The Midwest, but think about it like this year with Super Mega, we really did go all over the place. We went to Japan, we went to Australia. We went to so 3 different continents. 4 different countries. We did Canada, America, Japan, and Australia.
Yeah.
Did all those countries for Super Mega shit. We filmed a lot of live action in 2019 that is coming out in 2020.
I'm excited for one of, I think that it might be our first one-off of 2020, which I don't want to tease, but I.
Well, I think that's.
I think it's going to be freaking sweet.
It's going to be freaking sweet, Ryan. Having live action and Let's Plays is something that. You two started doing a lot, I think, toward the end of this year, which is something I want you guys to do a lot more.
Well, now that we have the office, it's easier. Like when we did the Mr. Meaty thing, like that wasn't scripted from the beginning.
That was
randomly, like on
the
spot, the moment, like we called Matt out on
nasty.
On the bullshit.
And I gotta say, this year has been big for so many reasons. This has been like
name three.
Okay, we left our job at Game Grumps.
Mm-hmm.
We decided that those guys were lame.
Two, okay.
So, no, but, I mean, Ryan and I, since we started this whole thing, have always worked for other people while we've been doing it, so Super Mega's always had to be a side thing, but now this was the year that we...
So with me and Justin.
We all are.
For now.
Until you guys start Super Mega 2.
Super Mega Junior.
Super Mega Junior.
You mean Mega Super?
Ooh, all right. Now we're already.
It's
going to
be like one of those dark forms of YouTubers.
This is the year we transitioned from
man to woman.
Well, that's not announcing that. this was the year that we went from working for other people and having Sumega side thing to Sumega being full blown. We got our own office thanks to you guys. We started Patreon. Blown. We released more live action than ever. We went around the world and we released a lot of videos. And
you can bring that mic down, by the way, Jackson.
Jackson, you're
like,
so
if you want to sit like that, you can bring the mic down. The arms can go pretty low.
I'm not really trying to add anything to the podcast. Sure, I'm more just mouthing jokes to Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I had a fucking great year and I can't wait for 2020.
Hey,
same here.
Jokes aside, thanks for having me come on the team.
Yeah,
of course.
I really enjoy it.
Justin, wish we could say the same, but you're doing an okay job. So I'm just kidding. I love you, Justin. You're doing a fucking fantastic. You go above and beyond.
Yeah.
I was telling Justin that I like the fact with him editing our content, there you stay in line with kind of our vibe, but you also bring in your own personality. To where it doesn't feel jarring, like it doesn't feel completely separate.
Well, I'm
like,
glad.
It's not just like, "Hey, I'm Brent," you know. Just
no, but yeah, I'm glad I was able to kind of pull that off because I was worried about it.
No, when dude,
I first
started. You gel perfectly. And we don't want any other editor to ever replace
you. Gel perfectly.
What was everyone's favorite video that they were a part of or worked on or just enjoyed the most?
Before videos, Justin talked about his favorite edit earlier. I want to say my favorite tweet. Aside from Thanos Day and the Monkey Month, I think my favorite tweet of the year was the string of two where I said E.T. Smoke Bowl and E.T. Get Dome.
Were pretty good.
It wasn't Magic Shoes?
Magic Shoes one was good.
Magic
too.
Shoes was good, but... You know, E.T. Smoke Bowl is just...
I think my favorite one you did this year was the one where it's the kid with the gunner glasses on. And it's like, so I just got this badass new pair of gunner glasses, and guess who I see wearing them? Soulja Boy! And then you tweeted, and you were like, one day into our deal with Gunner, and Ryan's already ruined.
Oh, man, that was good.
That was good.
I think, like, because you were asking, like, what the favorite video we've been a part of. Like
most
in terms
fun
of,
or...
In terms of series, my two favorite series of the year were definitely Resident Evil 2 and Sekiro. I think Resident Evil 2 was this year, right?
That was the
series of the year, actually.
SpongeBob, and then, Animal Crossing, a lot of really big series this year.
And then my favorite video
probably
that...
probably the best year for
Justin, I'm
series.
Talking. My yeah, favorite I'm video that I was... favorite video that I was a part of was the Shinjuku vlog, because I loved having a good old time drunk in funny Japan.
That was the Japan vlog.
As opposed to normal Japan.
Yeah, the Japan vlogs are a peak for sure. I'd actually say my favorite video we did this year that I think I had the most fun making was the E3 video.
That's another top one. I loved recording that one. And
sorry you weren't there for that, Jackson. But
that's okay. I mean, it sucked because I was like,
you
I was
were away.
Like, oh,
you couldn't
I'm having fun in Puerto Rico, but it's like, I wish I was there for E3.
That was
but it's
such,
like,
I just had such a fun time going to E3 and like all of us sitting down and editing that and laughing our asses off at it.
I got
it.
To play Destroy All Humans, the new remastered version. That was fun.
We got to meet a lot of people. In fact, we have a video we shot at E3 that it's still going to come out.
Is it? It's going to come out in 2020.
Yeah, it's going to come out in 2020. But there's some big people in that one.
Which when you see the video, I'm sure a lot of people will be like, it took them this long to get it out. It's like, yeah, it's just been in the backlog.
Well, I think it's not like taking precedent with much of other projects.
It's got some big people in it, though. Some
and it's coming out like almost a whole year later from when
honestly,
it
just releases that next year's E3 and be like, just call it 2020 E3 video.
I mean, I'm sure we can come up with a bit to make the time jump natural.
I also really liked...
Yeah?
Sorry, I'm watching a super mega ad. Give you guys money.
Oh, thanks, okay, man. Give us money.
Is that Buzz Voice?
I'm looking back at series, like, think about all the big series we did this. We did Animal Crossing, we did SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom, we did Sekiro, we did Resident Evil 2.
Sonic Adventure. With Justin.
Like, so many of our big...
Which each episode has over 100,000 views. People love that fucking series, by the way.
I know, dude. It's been a Hollow Miami.
Nah. That fucking Jackson, dude.
Yeah.
Why does he have a lisp? He talks funny.
It's a big year, though.
Don't like that kid.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
What?
Kingdom Hearts
3. Was that this year?
That was this year, yeah.
Did we really play Kingdom Hearts this year?
Mm-hmm.
It was February.
Well, you can't call that playing, but...
Justin, what was your favorite video? Or, like, what's the series you had the most fun? Or, like, what do you think was the funniest? What joke did I say that made you laugh the hardest?
Oh, I had to get cut out.
Yeah, Justin?
Yeah.
Well, repeat it for us, Justin.
No, I'd rather keep that one. I'd rather keep that one on the old hard drive.
Okay, Justin. Remember that raise we were talking about?
No.
Okay. Neither cool. do we.
Who the fuck is calling me? Fuck off.
That could have been the president, dude. Justin, they're trying to impeach me, Justin, please.
Justin, Tracy! They are trying. I was trying to do Bernie Sanders, but that did not
Justin y'all Tracy. Y'all choose
the wrong Justin.
My last name
His
is
last
Tracy.
Name's not Tracy. That's the I know. Justin from Real Good
Kramer.
Justin Kramer.
I wish your last name was fucking Kramer.
Man, Justin Kramer. I just beefed in this
I don't know. I think my favorite.
Did you really?
What? Jackson, we're almost done with the podcast. Fart? Why did you have to do that?
Jackson's farts are the worst,
most toxic.
Did you actually?
Shit.
Are you? Wait, what time is it? It's because you have to. You had to leave 8 minutes ago.
It's 8:40.
You have to go, Jackson.
I gotta go, y'all.
Well, Jackson, tell us yours real quick, and then we'll go back to Justin.
And then you can leave, and then we'll do the rest of the podcast.
I was supposed
Justin.
To leave at 8 o'clock. Damn.
It's a great podcast, though.
My favorite thing of the year, I think, in general, was the Japan vlogs. Those are so much fun to film.
I had a great time with you boys.
I think Shinjuku.
Can't wait to go back.
Yep.
But I think my favorite Let's Play this year was the Armenia Minecraft one, just because the absurdity of that. Where like I saw this tweet. It was just like,
but we actually won the competition.
We won the fucking contest. Like the development of that. Where it's like, I see this tweet. I sent it to you guys. We're like, oh, let's film this.
It's
we
like funny,
that
ha-ha.
Live action, haha, funny thing. We film these things and then we win this contest. It's just insane.
And you'll hear more about that in 2020.
Yeah, we'll share our reward.
Yeah. And Justin?
You still didn't
that's right.
mention a series or
Jackson,
a video
you can,
that
you,
you thought
can
was
leave
funny.
If you want.
I mean, mainly I'm guessing you're looking through the videos you were a part of what you had a good time recording with us.
Well,
we had
I was
a, good
a
time
part
doing.
Of most of them, actually.
Yeah.
There's always an edit that I had to do or like Photoshop myself into something. My favorite series that happened this year is probably maybe Sekiro.
I liked having
Sekiro
you on.
Was a good one. I mean,
Punk
Animal
and
Crossing,
our friend Matt over here with
Animal
the Mist
Crossing
Noble.
Was just that blew up. That became probably like the most. Would you say
series.
That was the most legendary? Like,
I'm not a fan
ever.
Of that series.
Okay. Yeah, fuck that series.
I that's definitely.
I think
our
the
biggest
past
series.
Two episodes have been like,
I don't know, like,
pretty well,
pretty what?
Little saucy.
Well,
we were,
it's well there was there's a lot of laughs in there.
We were a little under the influence.
That is true.
Those,
there were a lot more laughs that had to unfortunately be.
Oh, there's a lot of good shit where
you guys showed me one of those cuts and it made me laugh so hard.
Keeping in though,
I don't know. This was just a really good year for the Let's Plays in general. I think probably the strongest one so far in terms of quality. A lot of real funny.
Loud car outside.
There's a loud car.
Someone's
Sorry,
parking
that's,
in
that's,
our.
That's Jackson's prowler. Prowler.
No, but
you get, we're getting
the
one of the interns to warm it up.
I think that this by far has been our best year yet, and I love how Super Mega has become this little family, and I can't wait to see what happens in 2020. And I want to thank you, Justin, for going above and beyond and being an incredible dude,
thank you.
And so fucking funny and cool all the time. Jackson, I want to thank you so much for just everything that you've done this year to help bring Super Mega to where it is now, and I love coming to work with you and seeing all your smiling faces here. And yeah.
And what about me?
Oh, Ryan, I
thanks for being the comic relief.
Thanks, look, man.
I was just trying to thank them so they feel better about themselves.
Oh, the lower people.
Yeah. You know
oh,
right.
Let me hold on 1 second. Jackson.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed having you along Super Mega this year. We'll see what happens next year. Who knows what if you'll still be a part
Who knows,
of it.
Anything
could happen. It's crazy. Justin, your editing it blows my mind. I love it. I love how well it goes along with our content, and I love having you a part of the channel. Who knows what's going to happen in a year? Who knows if you'll still be a part of it? It's crazy. Matt, I love working with you. It's been an honor. And I have a lot of fun with you because you're a really good friend to me sometimes.
who knows if you'll still be
yeah,
part of it? It's crazy.
Yeah, like
Ryan just hijacked Super Mega.
And I'm just like, who knows, you know, what happens in a year if you're still around with Super Mega? But it's going to be crazy next year.
Did you suddenly talk about just letting me go there?
Who knows if in a year I'll still be around?
Justin, that's not very podcast after, talk right there, buddy.
No, I'm just saying
After everything I've put into this channel,
I'm just saying things are crazy.
All the late nights I've pulled.
I'm just Justin, we pulled late nights too. Don't think you're special.
You're the only one that pulls late nights editing Let's Play content, Justin.
Now I am.
We stay up late doing other things, Justin.
Yeah, what? Smoking and token?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, God damn, Ryan, it's been a fucking great year with you, and I can't wait for 22. Then we're going into a new decade.
And I really do like this fucking group we have. I think it works perfectly.
It's fucking fantastic.
I love being a part. Thank you guys so much.
Rest in peace, Tucker.
You're welcome, Jackson.
Rest in peace, Don.
Rest in peace, Don.
Well, Don's not gone yet. He's got a couple weeks left.
He's got a few more thumbnails.
Those tonsil stones
before.
Are not looking too good. But,
oh God, they're awful.
But God, seriously, guys. I want to, as this decade ends, this is the last episode of Super Mega Cast of this fucking decade, the decade which we started this whole adventure, and I just want to fucking say to all of you listening, whether you're new, whether you're old, thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this so far, and I think it goes for all of us when I say I can't wait to see what comes in the next decade.
It's going to be fucking crazy. Lois.
Happy New Year!
And we'll see everyone in the next year. Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
Bye! Good job.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.